Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, "Morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you?" It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit, despite it all, black and white. Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room, just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries? Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh. Does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go rising.
Ajalo room, Winnie Winnie, me be my answer. Afifi, jeje, efufu, leje, yawa, oya, ashe.
Iba, oya, ajalaya, ajaloru, wini wini, mibe, mibe, ma.
Ajalaya, ajalaru, winnie winnie, mi be my answer, afifi, jeje, efufu, leje, yawa, oya, ashe,
iba. Ajalaya, ajaloru, winnie winnie, mi be my answer, afifi, jeje, efufu, leje, yawa.
just drinking that wine. Remember the schoolyard days?
Yeah. We had to take you home, man. You was out of it, man.
Better, better day. Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there?
Steal a hubcap off the car.
What you talking about? Battery?
We lucky we ain't get busted, man.
Listen. Then I say, here comes the fun.
Hey, Bird, what color was you coming to me?
That's in the line.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
But dig this here.
Yeah.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
It was that.
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it.
That's it.
That's
my mom. I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Put it all up.
Yeah. I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Bill, what's your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm going to tell you. You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And you go to jail.
Right.
And I'ma tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No. But what about Pop?
Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop was alright.
Pop was hanging out. You know.
Yeah, hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah.
My pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up, lip balls all on them.
Hey, buddy. I thought your mom cooked them good home-cooked bits today.
Mr. Green.
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked her.
You deserve better than to be called pretty. You deserve better than to get upset and go online to act petty. You deserve better than to be on hold. You deserve better than to hold on to someone who's already let go. You deserve better than to be held inconvenience. You deserve better than to keep your relationship low-key because someone might see it and someone might ask questions and someone might wonder why someone like you would rather hang around a boy who won't commit when someone like them is ready to love you, is ready to learn you, ready to show you who you are, paint you a picture of you through his eyes and convince you that you are indeed art, show you the way he's mesmerized, the way your broken heart still beats, the way it flutters when whole eyes and yours meet, the way it silences to express its beat, show you how much he realizes you need healing from this hurting. I know you. I know something about what you've been through. I know some days feel like heavy weights and hearts with protection that you failed to break through, and I know what it's like to put heartbreak on hold for the love of your life, forget relationships, take two. I know he forgot to say I love you too. I know he forgot to stay faithful. I know you forgot about the time you promised yourself you'd do better, but every time you try to leave, something keeps pulling you back, telling you this is the best you'll ever have in life. So you stay the night. Every night he misses you after remembering your head and how good it works and how good it feels to know no matter how bad it gets, you always come back. I know you. And he does too. We know the way your stomach drops at the thought of him loving someone better, so he knows you won't search for better, and I know you deserve better. I know you deserve better than to have your spirit bruised. I know you deserve someone who empowers you. I know just how beautiful you could be if only you could see your own self-value. And I know you. You're collection of paradoxes, your compilation of food for thought, your woman before all things. You're more a lover than a fighter after all, it seems. You're special. Listen to me. You are special. And I know you deserve way better than to settle.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Greetings, 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 guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Spiritual Flow Sunday with your host, Harut. I am Harut. And as you guys always know, I am joined with a spiritual team, the Enhancing Awareness Radio, the Ear Soul Family, is always in the backdrop listening. However they're supporting, I feel you, even if you're not here. You know, so greetings, 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 y'all. How y'all feeling today? How y'all feeling? A feeling word that is outside, that surpasses the word good. You know what I mean? Like divine or outstanding or something that you have to put your energy into. You know what I'm saying? So let's try to use a feeling word, you know, that brings life. You know what I mean? Outside of the good that we always use. This broadcast, guys, as you guys know, like, life flows, right? It just flows into how it flows. And the initial title of this broadcast was Spiritual Baths and Essential Communication. But I want to hold the spiritual bath piece because I do have a guest who is actually had, as an emergency came up in the background, and I really felt I didn't want to do the broadcast without her. You know what I mean? So this broadcast is just titled Ancestral Communication, right? How do you communicate with your ancestors? You know what I mean? So pretty much a Q&A. I see that we have callers. As you guys, if you're not a stranger to ear, when I go around and call you guys, just simply tell me you're listening. You know what I mean? But I wanted to play music all day, y'all. I actually did. I wanted to play music and empowering clips, but I wanted to come in and talk for a little bit. Well, I might, you know, we might still end the broadcast that way because very powerful information that we need to know now about a 25-minute clip that I really want to include, and I am going to include in it. So it may be a short show, guys, but ancestral communication, how do you communicate with the ancestors, right? The unseen ancestors, do you feel that they're loud right now, you know? What are your thoughts on ancestral communication? I would definitely love to hear your thoughts, guys. So if you want to call in and weigh in on the topic, the number to call in is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1 only if you want to be a part of the broadcast, guys. If you guys are just listening, guys, you guys can simply call the number. You guys do not have to press 1. You can just simply sit there and listen, all right? So this broadcast is dedicated to my grandparents, Catherine Mass Boyd and James Ed Boyd Sr. So I also am piecing together, you know, some of the mysteries and some of the families, you know, have been so distant and so broken apart. And I know there's a lot of people out here. You know how you can just feel like you're related to someone? You know how energy just draws itself back to one another? And especially the bloodline, being that it's so distorted and, you know, the sages and mages went different ways, you know, and fights among the, you know, internal family. And, you know, especially when you have a lot of spiritual power, you know what I'm saying? A lot of spiritual power in this paradigm. Of course shit is going to hit the fan, but I am putting this together. I am going to start putting this together in my way it's going to be a task, but to the boys' side of the family, James Ed Senior boys' side, I'm coming. So yeah, damn, I just got tears. Mookie's happy. So yeah, I cried the whole beginning of this broadcast because you know how I connect and talk to my ancestors. They talk back. They talk back, and you know, it's in ways that you just pay attention. If you are not following, if you don't know how to follow your intuition and be in tune, in contact with your intuition, now is the time to do that because the ancestors are loud. They are in your blood. They are in your bones. They are in mathematics. Oh, they are in mathematics. Eternal, I want you to go in on that mathematic part. So, again, this show is for, in dedication to Catherine Mass Boyd and also James Ed Boyd Sr. Love you, love you, love you. The 23 and 32. So, all right, without further ado, guys, if you want to weigh in again, 929-477-3423, be sure to press 1 to be a part of the show. So we got Eternal Auntie LJ isn't with us yet, so she may be calling in a bit later. But peace on to you, Eternal. I do see you in the queue. Peace, peace, peace. I don't like to say happy Sunday because I think I want to get away from days of the week. You know what I'm saying? Times and days of the week. So what better way of getting away from the shit or ejecting from it than not to identify with it? So happy day, royal day. Royal day to you. You may be muted on your end, Eternal. I can't hear you. All right, he may have some stuff going on in the background as well, which is cool.
No,
so,
I was pressing the button.
Okay.
Greetings, how you feeling?
All right, greetings. I am feeling refreshed and determined. Refreshed and determined today.
Word, that's peace. It's like what you said. We got to get out of the week, as in the week feeling weak. Seven-day weekend.
The etymology.
You know, to the week, to the weekending. You know.
Yeah. Do we even know the words that we speak, the spells that we speak onto one another? You know what I'm saying? So weak, which is meaning you're weak. You know what I mean? Weak in. So you work and you give
right.
all your energy away during the week, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah. I like, even for myself, I got up and was like, man, I feel like I need to lay down longer. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let that be what it is. It's just certain things that we've, you know, we put into our body to project. And we've probably been doing it ever since we woke up into an existence called consciousness. So how are we really making the path stronger for ourselves as we get up, you know? And just like how, you know, usually where you say, okay, Saturday I got up, but now here's Sunday. And I'm like, oh, man, are you feeling like it's an actual Sunday, you know? And then the point of how is it that you move? Like, are you actually stretching when you get up or do you just get up, you know? And then you're like, what if you're getting up early? And then you're like, man, I'm getting up early. I don't even know why I'm getting up early, you know. At the same time, it's like you must be getting up for a reason.
So, and what reason is that?
Spiritual.
So,
spiritual.
Whatever works
it's
for
your spiritual
you know what I'm saying?
Talking.
Your rituals. Yeah.
There you go. And I got on there, I got up on here, and I was like, I didn't realize you was playing the music, and I'm thinking, somehow I got this music that I'm playing in the background on this blog talk. Let me turn this phone off and recall the phone number. And I was like, wait a minute. Was he just playing Yama Yama? Oh, snap. He was playing Yama Yama. So I was like, man.
You didn't even know what. You thought it was your music. Yeah. And that's the energy. That's the energy that I rose in today.
Yeah. That's
so.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, Eternal, ancestral.
$3.
What
was? You get $5. $5.
That's the highest it's met.
Okay. Yeah. What did you say again?
Okay. I was saying, comes to the ancestors, because when it comes to the ancestors, you know what I'm saying? I entitled this one Ancestral Communication. So, you know, as far as the ancestors being it, how do you contact with the unseen? Like, is it, you know, some people may think it's fairy tale or whatever, but ancestral communication, what can you speak on about that?
Well, I know for the longest my parents had me tap into cannabis, and I was wondering why cannabis out of any other things that was out there. Well, you know, at a young age, they probably have tapped you into the alcohol. You didn't realize how much. You was like, wait a minute, I really don't like alcohol. And then once they notice that you're not into it, they give you to the next level. Now, of course, we would think, what is alcohol and why does alcohol have anything to do with before you get into the cannabis? Well, one is the dehydrational and one is the hydrational. Now, of course, it gets to another extreme when you get into the THC, to where hydration becomes dehydration. And that's how the mind thinks. Like, we have different gases in the body. So cannabinoid nerves are in the body. So now if you actually have some certain type of THC, your body starts to calm down. Imagine people that eat tomatoes don't know that they're actually giving them a high THC level. THC is in a lot of foods, so we wouldn't even know that. If we eat too much of, let's say, the tomato, you just get yourself a high and you just didn't know it. The body craves at a certain time this type of ailment, to like where you end up eating ice for a long time and don't know why you're eating the ice. Well, it's basically saying you got a low immune system going on, and you're like, the nervous system is getting more nervous, so now it needs something to calm itself down. So either it could be an upper or a downer. So let's say alcohol end up being a downer. However, if you don't drink but so much of it, you can still, you know, maintain yourself, but you'd be feeling like a certain type of high, even though it's not really a high. It's a lowering type. So now you got to know how to balance yourself. Your equilibrium might be just a little bit, tad bit off. However, when it comes down to the cannabis, it should be the opposite direction if it's not a high THC. So there's a difference. Got to know how to balance yourself enough to say, okay, I know I need to know my cutoff limit to everything I do in moderation. We learn how to use moderation, and there's that point of learning your ancestors, because your ancestors are going to be good and bad. And you wouldn't even know it, so you'd be like, in that roller coaster ride, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, this is a roller coaster ride. And you're like, yep, here we are.
Yeah.
You made your final destination.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, this is my final destination. I need to get off right here. I don't even want to go any further. Please let me off. And so it'd be those times where you get real drunk, and you're like, oh, man, I'm too in it, you know. And now it's like, oh, a roller coaster, I lay down. I can't lay down because it's still in me. You know, your spirit is in you now. And now is that deeper not wanting to have spirit in you. So now you're like, I got to throw this back out. I got to get rid of it. I got to get back to feeling better. My experience ended up being at, let's say, 20s. When I got into the mid-20s, I started still drinking. However, the tolerance of it was, like, to the extreme where I was drinking St. Ide and Crooked Eye and all these other crazy horse, you know, stuff that you'd be like, well, you drink that? A Wild Irish Rose. And you're like, did you even drink? I didn't know you drink.
Thunderbird.
You know, so I'm tapping. Thunderbird. I'm learning everything that is about drinking while I'm young. You know, from 18, I might as well say, because, you know, we don't drink at 21. We drink a little bit before 21. And then be like,
yeah, way
before 18. So we put a mentality on ourselves to say, when we tap into the spirit, what are we really doing? And so usually it ends up being, after you get off work, you want to be like an adult or like an older person. So, you know, either smoking a cigarette as another indication or drinking out of the bottle. And the idea of drinking out of the bottle is more like it being the phallus, but it has liquid, which is the feminine. So now, just like the cigarette or the L that we smoke end up being the phallus, which we're looking at as a masculine. And then, of course, the smoke that comes out of it is feminine. So we're doing a masculine and feminine balance or imbalance. And so after a while, you start to feel the difference between, is this the higher God or the lower God now talking to me? And now am I coherent to what's going on or incoherent to what's going on? And can I actually meditate in between this while this is happening? If you cannot meditate in between that while that's happening, then maybe it's a point where you either stop or you lower it down in moderation. And if you still can't, then it's not even a point of doing it. Because what we have and what our intentions are is to still be knowing how to know thyself. And that's why I said know thyself in the beginning, will help you know how you connect to your ancestors. You have a tree that gives out tree bark. How do we not know what out of this tree bark can we use versus just how the animals and the insects are using it? Yeah, if it's in the stores right now and it's sold on the shelf, we're buying it, yet we're not even actually eating right off of our garden or our yard in the background of our house or in the front. Because when you think about it, you're supposed to be more natural to the things that's around you. So if it's not around you, you're foreign to it. And now you're feeling how foreigns feel. You're feeling how it could be foreign to the nature, to how unnatural we are towards it. And now we're not a part of the walking, moving plant that we actually are. So it's more or less, how do you tap into your ancestors? Is more of, how do you tap into the earth? Are you connected to the earth as much as you think you are or not as you think you are? And if so, how much are you doing more natural things than versus unnatural things? Like, is the first thing you do when you get up is to pick this phone up and look at what time it is and, you know, get on Instagram or whatever blog or Facebook or, you know, electronically? Are you jumping in electronically before you even get the cobwebs out of your eyeballs and, you know, clean yourself, stretch even? You know, is it that important that you make this more important than that? You know what I mean? So these are the rituals. How much rituals are you really into to where you religiously you brush your teeth? So as a ritual, there's rituals to everything. Like if you have not got a massage out of at least 4 weeks, your body is starting to feel it from the 27 and a half days. And when I say 27, it goes into 28, the 7 times 4. So when you're doing this 7 and 4 concept, your fire, earth, air, and rain, your fear, how do you tap into it? Two and a half days of a moon cycle. So that means you're doing 2.5 days of a zodiac sign. So on that third day is a sixth day. You want to feel like resting, but yet you got to still move on. You know what I mean? Because it's moon phases that's going on. So now you got to at least relax between the sixth or the fifth day so that the seventh day you won't feel like you destroyed yourself and start all over again. So that's why five is like in most people, they hear that Heru side of themselves. So they have like 5 days out of the so-called week, and they weaken themselves by they going to the club, and now they club in themselves, and now they're feeling weak and clubbing by thought. So when they get up, that's also what they brought, like an 18-wheeler truck just ran over you, like, bam, 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 hit you, and it's like 3 o'clock. You're like, man, I got to go, man. I got to get laid down, my back, my bones. You just think about it. You get up, right? You put your feet on the ground. You might sit. But do you stand? And if you stand, are you sitting every now and then? And if you're doing the sitting and standing, do you ever think about how you connect to your laying down, your laying down position? It could be a little different. If you don't know how your body is like saying, oh, man, thank you for finally laying down because you just now got off of your back. This is what we don't be thinking about. Your body goes through so much, and you do it for 6 days, 7 days, or you overtime, you got 2 jobs, you know what I mean? So your body's wearing and tearing on itself. Those ancestors start coming out and start talking to you. They say, okay, you want to keep acting like this? I got something for you. oh, you want a party too? Okay, all right. So how about we're going to shut down on you today? And you're like, what the? I still got things to do. I still got to make this grind. I got to make this money. Oh, you worried about money. Okay. Let's see how you don't work for that money. You're like, how's this?
Yeah.
Your tire gets wet. Like, how did that happen?
Yep.
31.95.
Yep.
So it's a reminder to say you are to be in tune with yourself as much as even, as you say, 3 times your 8. 3 times your spiritual, mental, and your physical bodies. So when you're saying 5 physical, you want to get up, do the stuff on 6 days, on that 7th day, do you really do a balance to yourself? Do you really say, you know what, if I do this for four weeks, you know, sign this one, if I do this for 4 weeks, as they call it, week, which should be your strength, on that fifth thing, you need a back? On the fourth fifth thing. On the 4th of the 7 day creations that you timed it to become 28, you're feeling like a 10 man. That's why 28 represents 10. we begin in tense or in tune or out of tune with that tense feeling because we're starting to feel it now. It's all in your field. Your four represents field. So now your field starts to become an increase to your field of negative energy, pulling you or pushing you. And you're like, dang, now I'm feeling like stress and pressure. And, oh, here comes the rent. Okay, here comes the bills. Right after the rent, here comes bill to make you feel. And you're like, how do I feel? How do I feel? Man, I got to go pay these bills.
Feel. Yep.
Man. Where's my will at? I got to go. I got to will this out. The will I am myself. And you don't feel it now. You're feeling the I am, not being Aries as you arise, get up from your head. And now you're feeling Pisces on the feet. And now your whole body, as the whole zodiac, is just feeling incomplete the whole time while you're walking around, getting into the apartment. So now you got to, what, get into a cubicle. That's a compartment. And now you're in, what, a department. So all of these become a mint to you as you're getting money, right? And it's just from a mint, like print. You're getting mint, a note. So now there's a no with a T-E in your energy. That's why T-E is also E-T in your energy. So we energize ourselves by how we entertain ourselves. But you add an N in it, and it's E-N-T. So entertain yourself is also how we entertain ourselves. It's how you maintain yourself. How do you maintain a mane? You know, a mane like a lion has a mane. But we put it as a mane like a pair and paragraph. So now when you pair your graph, is it pair and pair ints? Because now you're parent to yourself. If not, apparently you don't see yourself. And that's what a parrot is. The parrot is the imitator, the mimicry. But is that the monk with the monkey, or is just a monk not knowing the key? She is your breath. So how do you do it for 7 days? How do you do it for 14 days? How do you do it for 21 days? On an average, they say 21 days, if you did something for 21 days, is guaranteed that you'll really be a professional at it. Just not a professional, just in your mind you made it as a professional to make that as a concept. But as that 21, 22, 23, 24 is like a new awakening to your 22, 23, 24, to your 22 being manifestation, right? But 21 being a 3, right? Still a trinity. When you manifest in that 4, it becomes family orientated to yourself. So even when I say a twinning of the 4, like 2 and 4, the 24, by the time you get to that, it's being a 6. So by the time we say, all right, 23, you're now knowing like Michael Jordan sticking his tongue out, becoming this bull energy. But that's like 2 with the 3. That's actually saying Gemini with the Taurus or Taurus with the Gemini, 32, 23. So this 31, right, is still a 4 and it's still a 13 in aspect. This is still a full body that you connect back to yourself. So when we came up with 27, 28, 29, and then a 30 and a 31 possibly, is giving you some other way of thinking, some other way of not really seeing the other extra days that's there that's really not there, but it's still there. It makes sense when you start to see it differently from how your ancestors would have gave it to you. They would have gave it to you in 27 and a half day concept versus a 28, 29, 30, 31. I want you to keep getting confused as you're thinking paper to page, as you keep turning it, you're not knowing you're the whole book. So as far as referencing, you start putting numbers to yourself and you're starting to numb yourself out. And you say, oh, I got this amount of hours at work. Oh, I got this amount of hours in sleep, quote, unquote, sleep, because they put dogs to sleep. We don't even use the right terminologies after a while. We have to recharge ourselves, not rest. Rest, that's rest in peace. You done heard that before. We know the words that we're saying. We just say, oh, well, let me just say what I want to say. Or, let me just turn my brain off for a second. What? Your brain is on 24 hours and some. It's your mind is really going on and off, and you don't even know the time for that. Your brain does have to rest, but your mind, whoo. That's infinite, or it could be finite. It's just up to self. Like, we got space amongst us right now over this phone. We got space, right? But then we can think further. We got more than this space right between us on this phone. That's how much space has micro nanoseconds in its seconds of time. This is why we call it speed in the first place. It's like a mass in your brain. How much can you really expand it out? And that's what the ancestors give you memory for. They're going to come around as a planet and show you the things you just forgotten. Now, today, I'm giving you confirmation because you probably did it already. You walk around and say, dang, what was I just supposed to be doing? And then you go back a step or two and you remember it. As soon as you get, you didn't even get all the way in the room, you're like, that's what I forgot. And you go right back to go get it because that's your route and your route. It's like a rotator and it's also the router. Like when you lose a frequency, what do? You hang up the phone, right? And you reset it, call the number again, and that's how you get the content. You're like, okay, I thought something was going on. And he's like, is that a glitch? Of course it is. We have glitches in this world right here because it's not perfect, yet we look for perfection in it, right? So a lot of us are looking for pursuing of happiness. Yet what is it, the happiness or happiness that we're looking for? It could be perverted without us seeing it. So now it's hidden in plain sight. Are we looking at our ancestors or are we perverting our ancestors? So now they give us the backwards form of these things. When you get the backward form, he's like, what's going on? This is deformed. Of course it is. It's another form of it. You wanted it the way you saw it. Instead, it gave it to you in a reverse of how you saw it. So now you're mad and complaining about it. This is not how I wanted it. Whoa.
Yeah.
You didn't think in the process. First, I got to cook it before I gave it to you. Now, since you wanted all that bad, I'm going to give it to you in raw form before it was cooked. And now it's just up to you to take and accept what's being done.
Yep.
So that's why you have to tap into ancestors. The ancestors is there for you. You just got to know how to speak to it in purity, you know, in mannerism. It'll humble you.
Powerful. You know, Eternal, so just to sum up everything that you just stated in one sentence, what I heard you say is getting back in tune with your natural self is the best way to communicate with the ancestors. Would I be correct?
I say, and knowing that not just nature, also nurture your nature. Like, how do you take care of a plant? The plant will take care of you. You take care of a plant. You just got to start a little bit at a time. Some people grab a pet, but then when you see how the pet is in the world, you want to give that pet back to the world again.
All right, you guys. So I got another question, but let's go ahead and bring in Auntie LJ because Auntie LJ joined us. Auntie LJ, I know you're late, but well, first off, you're never late, okay? We're always on time, right? Divinity, okay, is what we go by, the divine clock, right? So Auntie LJ, nice to have you in this particular energy. The broadcast was originally titled Spiritual Bass and Ancestral Communication, but I really truly want segment from that Spiritual Bass, so I postponed mid-show on the Spiritual Bass aspect of this podcast, all right? So what we're talking about is ancestral communication. So how do we communicate with the ancestors? So Eternal just gave the poetry on, you know, how you came in a bit on that. So I don't know how much you caught, but pretty much, you know, as I summed it up, you know, getting back in tune with your nature self, you know, how are you paying attention to energy, you know, and how are you communicating? You know, we talked about our daily rituals that we do. You know, some of us have ancestral altars, you know what I mean? And from what I remember, I think you did too. You know, how you dance, communicate with the ancestors. So this broadcast is about ancestral communication today. Peace.
Greetings to everybody here on the panel. Ancestral, again, I'm unorthodox, so I'm not the norm on much of anything. And I love it. I love the uniqueness about that about me. I'm part of the all, but I'm uniquely created to be part of the all differently, if that makes sense. For me, communicating with the ancestors is me dealing with me, but it's also me paying attention to their presence and what I know them to be. For me, now that my mother has transitioned, I get a hint of roses a lot in my home, and that's when I know that she's here. My great-grandmother, with coffee. Mind you, I'm not having roses in my house and I don't drink coffee a lot and I definitely don't make it in my house a lot, but I'll smell coffee or I'll smell those a.k.a. what Mama used to call them, bitches and hoes, those Benson and Hedges menthol cigarettes. And it's like, who's smoking those in here? Like, I'm a Newport hit. What the hell am I smelling Benson and Hedges? And I have to sit down and think, oh, Granny's here. You know, certain music, if I'm dealing with things in my life, certain music will play in my head, and I'll manifest that to playing on the radio. And they'll say, oh, we're going to do an oldies but goodies. And, you know, Etta James are coming at last. My Love Has Come Along. Mm. I know that that's one of the elders. Or, you know, Smells for me are prevalent. Shadows. I can almost look at any shadow in my home. And from the height and shape, I know who it is if it's a familiar to me. See, one, you have to get to know you so that you can get to know them, because we see things and we say, oh, it's a spirit in my house. But you've been praying for grandma to come and see you, and your feelings hurt, and you need to be held and loved. And granny, if you was just here, and granny show up, and you see a shadow and you banish her. Oh, it's a spirit in my house. Get the hell out. Well, granny came to see you, but you done slipped out and put granny out. What's going on? Another thing that we have to be working to work on is fear. We've been taught to fear these spiritual things that happen, and to fear what we see that's in the unknown. So we have to deprogram that kind of stuff. Like, my daughter's petrified. Today's my niece Isaria's birthday. So happy Earth Day to her on today, my brother's oldest daughter. But my mother's transition and the anniversary for 11 years is tomorrow. And so my daughter is very in tune, but she doesn't like it. She doesn't want to have her gift. So my mom and my aunts that have already transitioned, they come to Kayla and they communicate with her, and she'll run in my room. Mommy, something's in there. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want them talking to me. Make them go away. Make them go away. And she freaks out. And it's like, Kayla, this is in your blood. This is in your DNA. This is who you are. And you have the power to either allow communication or inform them that you don't want to communicate. And you have to do that. I can't do that for you. You have to be brave enough to say, if this is somebody in my family, please don't communicate with me. I'm not comfortable. I'm not where I need to be able to receive. If it's somebody that's not in my family, I don't want you ever reaching out to me again. Ever. I'm not familiar. I don't like it. Stop reaching out to me. I have to understand that we have these powers to speak to these energies and either accept them or reject them. And if you reject, we'll leave. But if you want to tread the line, now you dealing with some things, because you saying, oh, just my grandma would just, I just wish my grandma was here. And then when she comes, mama don't want to talk to me. Mama, why she be by? Watch your mouth.
Question, if you don't mind. When you get in fear like that, and you banish these spirits, and then you realize okay, damn, I wasn't really highly in tune with what the fuck I was doing, and you banish them, could you invite them back, or how does that shit work?
Sure. You don't have no choice but to be able to invite your ancestors back, because you are your ancestors. When you speak to your cells, you're speaking to their cells. When you speak to their blood, I mean, your blood, you're speaking to their blood. Even the mindset, because women are meiosis, mitosis. We're the exact cell replica of the woman that gave us life. So for women to tap into the women, it's easy. You're tapping into you. Your sons are bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. So when you speak to your body and you speak healing, you speak in healing over your ancestors. My grandfather left here with congestive heart failure. I speak to my heart. I speak to the fluids in my body that they will not attack my heart to decrease my lungs. So now that he transitioned from it, he on the other side like, shit, how she know that shit? Girl, get that shit so you don't swell up and about bust like me. My grandmother had triple bypasses. My mother was born with a heart murmur. I speak to my heart all the time because I'm fixing them when I speak to me. And I don't beg my ancestors. I don't beg the spiritual, oh, please come. Oh, my God, I need you. Where have you been all my life? I don't know.
Yeah.
You're me. So I talk to you the way that I would talk to me.
Like a regular conversation.
Like a regular conversation. Yeah. That's why I give many the mirror exercise. Because you can put a mirror on one side of your table and you sit in front of it and have a conversation with everything that's you. And it will respond. If you look deep enough in that portal, the energy of the mirror, you'll see it ripple. You'll see you blink when you didn't think you were blinking or you physically didn't see you blink. You'll see a twitch. We so quick to want to say Hillary and them is glitches and robots and all this stuff, but you don't want to see that in you. Naturally.
Wait a minute now. Is that the 360 you speaking on?
Well, you ever looked in the mirror and saw your mother?
Yo.
You ever, and I'm talking about living people right here. I'm talking about the energy.
Yeah.
You ever looked in the mirror and saw your mother? You knew that it was you in the mirror, but you looked and seen your mother.
You know, hold on. It's so paramount for me with that. I can tap into her past. Easy.
Them conversations that she wouldn't talk to you about.
That she didn't have with me.
But her nightmares are making themselves prevalent because you are flesh of her flesh and bone of her bone.
And I'm wondering, why is this coming to me? Why is this coming to me now? I'm tapping into her.
Because you hurt.
I'm getting it now. Because
you hurt. You know what I'm saying? You ever been doing something and you say, dang, my father get on my nerves when he do that. You walk around the house, do the same damn thing and realize you mad at you. But you blame it on your father because your father do it. And both of them still in the land that they're living. You see what I'm saying? It's energy. So when we understand that it's energy, we understand that energy uses people, places, and things.
No.
It ain't going to always be the same person that irks your nerves, but you'll find that people will start irking your nerves because you're not going to pass on condition. And there's no child left behind. You're going to get this work. Or you going to get this work. So, okay, the lady at the grocery store acting just like my auntie. And I just said, my auntie got on my nerves. And here I come walking in here, and this lady acting just like her. Ugh. Because you can't run from the energy, and it's something you need to deal with you and your auntie. And so everybody going to be your goddamn auntie until you fix it. But I ain't want to argue with auntie. I just want to know what's going on in the family. Why the family tripping? You got to get it from auntie. That's why the energy keeps showing you different fragments of what you will remember is your auntie. So go sit your ass down and stop arguing with auntie and go get the answers that you asked the universe for because auntie got them. And you don't want to deal with auntie. Now you mad at the messenger, but you keep asking for a message. You see how it works? So it's just being aware. It's just having an awareness. We act like ancestors didn't fuck up. We act like ancestors wasn't
that part.
Because they didn't stub their toe and they didn't bleed from their nose. They didn't have
fights. Let me tell you.
They didn't cuss and they didn't screw and they didn't cheat and this. We act like they was perfect.
You know, because
they died, they became perfect?
There could be some things that I know I'm not tapped into. I'll be like, okay, what the fuck is this? Where the fuck did this come from? And as I'm growing through, I'm starting to tap in like, whoa, my granddad used to like to do that. Or my granddad used to listen to this. You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, it's become being aware.
And Auntie, if we can bring this public conversation, if we can bring this to the public on, you know, you remember those unanswered questions, you know, like, y'all know, I was in the barbershop just the other day, you guys, and I didn't realize how our generations before us, like, they didn't talk about a lot of shit. So even Auntie, your generation, you know what I'm saying, and a generation before that, we all got questions. I'm starting to realize that we all got questions that our ancestors did not share with us, you know. So I was like, Auntie, I got so many questions about the family. And you know, Auntie, I don't think I told you this part. Like, I was asking for, I think I may have told you, but I was asking for, I needed clarity on some things in the family, like what the fuck happened, you know, and Auntie told me to ask Grandma.
Right.
But, you know, like, they had already told me what to do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, as soon as I asked the question into the universe, the answer came immediate. Like, it screamed on what I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, okay, you sure? You know, me questioning and this shit
because
like that.
Because you second-guess you. You second-guess
me.
You and your connection.
Yeah.
And a lot of
times, we got
callers.
And
we do this,
I see y'all,
with every relationship. We start up some shit, and then before we start it up, instead of pacing ourselves in it, we just ask the overall question. And then when that shit start coming in, we like, well, I ain't asked for that. Yeah, you did, because you weren't case specific in your asking.
Oh.
So when you give a general question, you get shit generally. It come on through from everything. But if you just want to say, Auntie Cricket, I'm trying to find out why my mom and women don't get along. What was you and my mama's relationship? And then Auntie Cricket started putting folks around you. Cricket sent her best friend. Auntie Cricket send your granny. Auntie Cricket send your cousin. And you be looking at these people like, what the fuck did y'all got to do? What the hell I was asking? I ain't ask y'all. I'm asking somebody on the other side. But that somebody on the other side is using these people to give you your answers.
Mm-hmm.
And you looking at people instead of looking at energy. You looking at the messenger instead of getting the message. So
Hold on, y'all, or deflect
the energy coming because you don't like who it's coming from.
Okay, so hold on. Let's pause right there real quick because, damn, we got 32. I wanted to dedicate the first broadcast, the first, like, hour to the ancestors, y'all. So I played music, you know what I'm saying, to kind of get us into, you know, in the vibe. But we do have callers. So let me go ahead and bring this talk because the time on these broadcasts, you know, especially when it's good conversation, man, can go by so fast, y'all. How it works is I'm going to call your area code and your first three digits of your phone number. If you're just listening, simply tell me that you're just listening and I'll keep going. All right. But if you want to add to the bar, you know, what is your thoughts on ancestors communication? Is there any gifts you want to give to us? Is there any jewels, any breadcrumbs? You know what I mean? This is a platform of sharing and building and growing together. All right. So if you want to call in and weigh in, if you're listening online, the number to call in is area code 929-477-3423. Only press 1 if you want to be a part of the broadcast. Also, note that there is 35 minutes left in the live hour. If you are listening online, you will be cut off at the top of the hour. So you may want to call in to continue listening past the hour mark. In eternal, yes, please add to that, but let me get to these callers real quick. So, first caller, area code 757-647. Are you just listening? I think I remember you from yesterday, and you are just listening. Just listening, right? 757-647?
Yes. Greetings, everyone. Just listening.
Okay. Greetings. Thank you. Appreciate you for listening. Yes. Just to let you guys know, we do this every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, every weekend, y'all. So, if y'all need a spot to just come listen, you know, with the Ear family, and you know what I'm saying, our church is this, you know. We create the classroom on Saturday and Spiritual Soul Sunday on today, so join us every weekend, y'all. So we definitely appreciate you guys for listening. I think I remember this one from yesterday as well. Area code 251 six 251-643. Are you just listening or do you want to add to the broadcast? 251.
Greetings, everyone. Greetings, greetings. I'm just listening.
I am just listening.
This, when you announced yesterday on what this broadcast was going to be about, spirituality and ancestral, you know, connections, I was like, this is for me because I have been needing some guidance on how to do that. And I heard about the mirror thing, and I think I'm going to try that and have a spiritual bath because right now it's a lot that's going on in my life. And so I need to connect ancestors. And thank you, Auntie, for telling me don't be begging them and say, I need you. Where you at? Because I think that's probably where I'm going wrong. And they like, stop calling me.
Listen, let me tell you something. And it's real simple, sis, because, see, water is an amplifier. So for those of y'all who want to get with the ancestors, water is an amplifier. So you can speak to your water and activate your ancestors by digesting your water. From your body.
I did that.
From your body.
Yeah.
So when you lay your body in this water, you have to be in a mindset that you are ready for what's going to come because you're amplifying what you are. Your ancestors ain't only outside of you. They are you. So how you look at them. How you feel about you is how you feel about them. When you think that you ain't worthy, you telling them they not worthy because they're you. When you tell them you scared of them, now they scared to come and tap in with you because they don't want to freak you out. So you like, Mama, I've been calling for you and you ain't responding and you ain't coming. And she's saying, Lord, do something with this child. When I came, she was scared. Now she's telling me to come back. How do you want me to come back? So we have to know how to talk to ourselves so that we will allow them to come in a way that we can receive them.
Yes.
And not worried about how
thank you. Oh, God.
Tell them you're scared.
Yeah.
What are you saying? Tell them you be honest with
them.
And have a conversation with them, you know, so it can be effective, not something that's
right
here. It's what I see.
Because you already know Uncle Junebug was crazy, but he your favorite uncle. So you say, Uncle Junebug, I want to just stick with you. Then here you got your closet door slamming, and you tell me, oh, shit, what is that? Oh, my God, you called crazy-ass Uncle Junebug. So Uncle Junebug don't come to you the way that he was. He not going to come to you all just, hey, baby, I heard you call me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to stop by. And
something
say,
that's
Uncle
comfortable.
Uncle slamming doors. He done knocked your damn candle over. It wasn't lit, but he done knocked it over. He's spooking you.
Hey,
and why is he
they be rolling
because
my bike.
Because he was. He was the jokester of the family. He was the, you know, he had fun. He was the party person. So now your radio come on and cut off, and you said, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
That's Uncle Junebug.
Yeah.
You called him.
Yeah.
The hell you talking about, what the fuck is that? You know he's crazy.
Yeah.
He's still crazy in the ass.
Let me go ahead and go to the next caller. Thank you so much, 251. Definitely appreciate you. And again, we do this every weekend, so definitely appreciate you for joining us, okay?
Yes,
you go
yes,
on and
yes.
face you, sis. You go face your 360 and love it. Love
yes.
it. Enjoy
yes.
your
yes.
best,
auntie. Yes.
Enjoy your best.
All right. All right, babe. So just to let you guys know also, if you guys need any spiritual bath guidance or anything like that, I have a book on spiritual baths. I took it off the website because I remember something that I learned from the other platform, and that's to be careful what you share freely with the world because some of this stuff can be dangerous when it comes to spirituality. So I had to snatch that, and I may have to snatch up a few other things on the website when it comes to the in-depth spirituality because I will not be responsible. Ear will not be responsible for how you use the information.
What you do, you know what I mean?
What
you do is you let them know that those books are available, but you want, before they can get the book, have a short, brief introduction. So, Brother Abu, I'm interested in this book. So this book is available to you, but in your accountability and responsibility, you give a short introduction. Listen, I know you interested in this book, but let me just give you some insight on what this book could activate for you.
Exactly.
And that's
accountability. Okay, and that's the reason why on the website, on the PDF access on the website, guys, there's a donation-based access, you know what I'm saying? And then after the donation, it's like $3. You know, it's like, and if you need it for free, I give it to you for free. It's not about the coins, okay? You know, it's just about that responsibility. Like, I need to feel your energy. I need to know who I'm dealing with.
Certain books are going to need to be introduced to people so that people are not just jumping out here.
I'm going to put that in the disclaimer.
They're not ready to open or closing doors that they thought they wanted to open, because we have to, as energy workers, spiritual workers, we can't just give a baby a steak. So if you're new to your path and you're new to working this stuff, we got to give y'all some rice and some water first so that we are no longer attached to what you going to pull when you pull. You may be ready. We're not here to tell you that you're not ready or that you are, but you don't want to do no spiritual work in fear. Because it opens up to being portals for other spirits that are not your relatives.
See, wait a minute. Okay, all right. That being said, Eternal, please also in your expounding, can you also go into the fear aspect in connecting with the ancestors and the attraction of these energies you're not wanting to attract? Because I personally noted that, you know, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. This fear is attracting some other shit. Hold on. This ain't what that is. So go ahead, Eternal.
Yeah, you have a tendency to hear fear. Fear is the first ear of sight. Now, you think you see it, but you actually hear it more than you think you do. So when you fear it, it's that first sound, that first thing that causes you to feel like, okay, wait a minute, can I actually withstand the situation? Can I actually, you know, not just take it for what I'm hearing? And that's where this meditation works better at. Because that connection is the disconnection at certain times. So when you're fearing certain things, it's like that's why they have us open our eyes to see it. So just like how the TV was back in the day, the TV was the silent film first. Then it was actually motion with the silent, and then sounds that had the emotions to the silent. Then it actually was the words. So we didn't really see the words. Actually, we thought we saw the words. We were hearing it, but we had to see it first in order to hear it. So now your see, hear, taste, touch, feel is in how you're feeling the fear of things.
Right? Just on this one. Eternal is working also in the background, you guys, so you just, you know, be patient with him.
Okay, let me get off of the it's probably because I'm on the
No, you
the
good.
Speaker.
No,
okay.
you
good.
Sound
I just want,
good,
the, I just want the audience to know.
Business as well.
Yeah, I would just want the audience to know
better?
What's going on, too. That's better. We
no,
can hear you, but, you know,
you, you're multitasking.
Okay.
Yeah. We can pick that up.
the point of when you know about the knowledge, right? You have to train yourself. So, with everything, it's called training. You're a train with a G. So, how do you use your force? How do you use your gravity? How do you use your balance? That's why I was saying, like on the 5 days, do you rest on the six, or do you rest on six and seven? And do you actually in that rest? Is it rest in peace? Is it that you're actually recharging? You know, or are you calling it sleep? Putting dogs to sleep, a canine, but not being a canine, it's just a dog. So you dog yourself or dog your mom as you do these things. These points of the thing being a thin with a G is a thing. This is why the G is important. How many 7-day travel do you really open up your chakras, or do you not open up your chakras? Do you wear any colors, or you just wear black every day? So the aspect of how do your colors are putting you back into fear, your elements, your fire, too much fire, earth, too much earth, air, rain, too much rain. And then is it spiritual? And how much is it spirit? Too much spirit can be spiritual, but not enough spirit can be spiritless. So we're seeing ourselves constantly running to our other selves. And then we run to ourselves and we say, ooh, I like him. Or I don't like him. Oh, I can't stand him. But that's still you. You're explaining yourself
right.
in so many ways. So how are you outside of the box and not seeing the temple or the triangle? You're a triangle just like a circle, just like a square. All of it reaches up to 360. So now it's a matter of how many cyclic or cycles do you go into seeing yourself? Oh, that's perfect. And the cycle, your reference is, what is it that you do after the seventh day or the fifth day, going into the seventh day? Do you just relieve all things and say, okay, I'm going to let loose. I'm going to do like what most people I see do on a Friday. I'll spend all my money, you know, go to the club. I already spent my bill money, and now I'm going to have a feel of different feelings on Saturday. So now is how much do I really in tune with that do on Friday compared to what I do on Saturday? Now, do I even think about Sunday like other people think about Sunday? Do they all go to church? Do you have your own rituals? Or do you have to work on a Sunday? Some people actually work on a Sunday. Then they see the vibration of how people interact when they come from church going to the job. Or being out and partying and all that, and then they come in and they're like, dang, I feel bad. Now I got to be in here, and now it's not even Monday yet. And you're like, wow, you acting like this? This is why you get weak by the weekend, and now you're saying weakening by weeks. We repeat this stuff. This is a spell. Constantly spelling yourself into a spill, and you spill it out so much that you can't tell the ill from Phil, and Phil being Bill. So the B is only a hill. Without seeing the other H side to it, it's a BH to everything. We're like bread and honey, but we don't see this honey bee. It's the H and the B. This B in yourself is a B doing B work. That's why you are work in yourself, but it's really the earth that gave you the earth to do it. This earth is a sound. It's also a vibration that we use. So when we're using fear, fear gets us stuck so much that we'd be like confused by it. So now, how do you use by it? Without just being us, but seeing how the U and S is. When you turn that circle from the how the circle was, you break it in half and you see an S. If I took a half of it away, you still see it like a U. You just didn't know it was you. So when we separate fear, we also separate our own self from it. Now when we face fear, we're actually going through it. So now when you grow through it, you're growing, right? Growing in, then growing up, and then we grow out of it. See, you step onto something and you're fearing of not knowing what it was. Then you look at it and you finally see what it was, and then you're like, whew. But at the same time, it wasn't really fear. It was your imagination that you created that to be fear. So just with anybody else who really goes deep into their deepest ritual, that's like facing death. And then they say, whew, I faced death, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. Those are deaths. So you might have the cannabis where you smoke and you say inhale, exhale, and didn't even know you're going through a depth. But you're not doing it like it was your last breath. Now, if you did it like it was your last breath, would you want to keep breathing like this? Of course not. But you want to take as much in and hold it and pause and release as much out, but do it slowly and not as fast. So you endure what negative and positive is and the pause in between. We use that in pranayama. Now, imagine you do that while you're smoking. See, the thing is, we didn't in tune our body to the bottom part to get in tune with the top part. So we came up with different types of herbs that cause us to help that nervous system because we get in our nerves so bad that we need some help. So much that we need help, we think we need pills. But it's really called heal. You need to go heal. How do you heal? Put your feet on the ground, things of that nature. Look, my first time doing ayahuasca, I was like, oh, my God, what is this? This is like cartoon world. At first, I was in fear because I didn't know what I was tapping into. It was like a bunch of Looney Tunes. I mean, you ever seen like a picture where they had a pink elephant running all around the room and some other colors just ripping and running? He's like, what in the world? That brother looked like he owned something. Well, I was on that something. And I was like, whoa, that could have you in fear. That can have, that either it can have you in fear or it humbles you. I had a brother that went through that same thing.
He didn't take it the way I did. I did it humbly. Him, he got up and started doing the Hulk and started trying to break stuff, destroy stuff, because he felt like it was right in front of him. And the brother that was there to watch over him, see, this is why it's important to have shaman. He was watching over him. He was making sure he didn't get beat up at the same time, not letting him beat himself up. Now, of course, he did eventually. He did break a tooth, all that, and he hurt his arm really bad, but it wasn't bad to where it broke a bone or anything. So now you know, like, some of us, we hold things so much in that finally when we let it out, we fearing ourselves the whole entire time. I was like, dang, that's the same stuff I did, he did. I was calm about it. He just said, I was like some little baby just laid down and just took it. But for this brother,
because you didn't feel yourself.
He's like, ah. Then he hugged him. Then he's like, ah, back out again. He's like, whoa, I got to watch out. So he was doing a lot of matrix with him. He's like, man, this brother is deep. But it was like at the same time he saw how both of us, even though it was two different days, the same substance, Phimosis hostilis is the science. This is bark that comes from Africa or from Mexico and is a way of you break it down, you alchemize it, and now you take it so you can get rid of your depression that's been in your body for so long. We've been carrying all this stuff for quite some time, brother. It's just hurting ourselves because even if you take mushrooms do the same depression. It'll take away. It shows you first. It ain't going to just take it away first. So it's going to show you how negative you probably are. And then you're like, oh, wait a minute, who is this person? You the whole entire time. So now you're like, oh, wait a minute, I need to face myself. Well, now when you finally face yourself, can you go back in that realm and be enlightened by knowing who you've been facing the whole entire time? How the ancestors been walking around you, how you've been walking around the ancestors. This paint that you put on the wall still talks to you. This tree that's been waving at you the whole entire time is now being able to communicate better than it was before. The birds that's flying over your head are now actually chiming in and telling you things. The insects that you've been swiping and killing are actually able to communicate, touch you, and have you feel the antennas,
they
that
like,
energy,
finally.
And how they actually can take that disease off of your body. Because that's all they're here for, is to help you stop your diseases. But it's a diss to your ease. So you've been diseasing yourself.
Can I jump in?
You
right
had
here?
Some.
What we need to do a disclosure first and foremost. When we're dealing with these spiritual sides of ourselves, you never want to go and use what commoners would call psychotropic things, such as the bark that Brother Eternal's talking about, or the shrooms, or any of that without supervision. Because who you authentically are when you're using those things, or the energy that you're in during the time of you using those things, are going to be very prevalent once you're under the trance of those things. So you may say, oh, no, I'm ready for it. I'm good. I've been happy all day. But you've been suppressing things that could have affected you, and you thought you were transmuting them or transmitting them, when in all actuality, that's what's going to come out of you when you're under the trance of using these type of things. So always, your first couple of times of introducing your energy to these things, have somebody who is very in tune with watching you, because people have been known to leave or disconnect from their bodies in real life, in real time, experiencing these things and not understanding that what they were feeling is what became very prevalent during them being under the energy of what these things could bring up. The brother who was with you, Eternal, naturally, he probably seemed like he was ready to do that and was in good spirits of doing that, correct? Brother Eternal?
This brother, actually, he was more determined than I was. He wanted to go before me. There was a whole bunch of other stuff, and I was like, whoa, I'm already just feeling suspect with that energy already. Usually when you know it, you know it. But when you don't know it, some people act like they know it, and that's what, like you just said. If you don't have a person that already personally knows this stuff, and can handle that, because they call it bad trip. When you can't handle a bad trip, that's when you definitely don't know. So it's like even the first experience, I don't care you say you do know it or you don't know it. Just like how she said, you need at least two times of that experience so that person can say, okay, I'm already familiar with how I take it, how I feel good about it, how it interacts with me, you know, because it's going to be different levels to it. At least to get the intro is the major thing because, you know, right the first reaction. Your first reaction would be to throw up because you feel like this don't belong in my body. Let me get it out. And your body naturally says, okay, throw this away. Just like when we're talking about COVID and things like that. It feels like it has to protect the body 24/7. So now if you put that in, you're like, wait a minute, what's this? They're not familiar with it because it was suppressed since you've been stuck with those shots that your mom and your daddy gave us. So these things that we're like, okay, wait a minute, this is why you've been having depression all your life. This is why you've been feeling like, dang, I can't get out of this depression. I wonder, where is it coming from? Well, you've been storing it since you was born. And now, since you haven't had this, KT, the arts degree, you look at him. He's another son from Dr. Sabi. His father, Dr. Sabi, was giving him mushrooms before he was even born. So now, imagine a brother or a sister being like that right now into existence as an older person. This brother's full of knowledge, and you see him up there. He breaks down movies. He shows you the food, how the blue light, how it's effective to our body, you know, everything you could possibly think of, and sell the products like Dr. Sabi does. So he just basically had another mini-me out of this little brother named KT, the arts degree. And he come off a red pill, blue pill. So you got YouTube, look him up. He definitely hits up even the mushroom. You talk about that as well. This has been science since the early 1900s that they've been discovered since the comedic time. So now it's just, why do they talk about manna in your book, in the Holy Bible? Why do they talk about armis and don't tell you about it? Why do they talk about colloidal silver and we don't know what that means? Why do they talk about even the 12 stones on the chest plate? What was all that about when we were talking about Jeremiah? There's a whole bunch of what we don't know. The minerals are definitely the key to help you get rid of all this that you've been thinking about that exists is an illusion. So if we're more the person that says, you know what, get around the disciplined people, see what they're doing as far as discipline. If you're not ready, you're not ready. At least you now know what it is you need to do to discipline yourself and start. Because if you're not, that's why you're still stuck where you're at. And that's why the root chakra ain't got opened up yet. And you say, why am I closed? Well, you don't do open things. So now it's, what do I do to help with that? Do you play an instrument? If you help with the instrument, and let's say you did one of those, the mushrooms or the ayahuasca or the DMT, if you tapped into that and did that, now you're going to open up another realm that you was unaware of that's going to actually help enhance you. You know what I mean? So it's like there's tunes that we were using a long time ago, and we call them tools. It got into the wrong hands, and it became weapons. And now some of them use it as toys.
Yep. And so what we're saying is if you guys are interested in doing any of this, a.k.a. psychotropical tripping, you must go and be with somebody. Do not attempt to do this stuff on your own. Most of the time,
we got one more call
the person
too, y'all.
Get it from. These people will tell you that you have to do at least one or two sessions with them. And they'll bring you into a space that is safe. So there's a lot of pillows and there's a lot of places where if you gonna get up and run into something, you gonna be protected. It's a padded environment. It's a safe environment because you can trip and be the sweetest person ever on the planet. Or you can trip and your demons that are connected to your ancestral realm can rise. And you don't know what that looks like. And they don't know what that looks like. So please, 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 if you're exploring yourself in your ancestral realm and you're using different things to do so with support your very first couple of times. Do not jump out here, oh, I want to do shrooms, and you and your cousin and went and did shrooms. Because you'll wake up from that trance, and you've been and killed your cousin. And you'll not know it. And they'll say, how this little bitty person just then kicked this person's tail to death in here and broke their neck. See, these people who work with you with this, they've already done it. So they're in a space to understand it from both realms so they can help protect you and help you not hurt yourself but not allow you to hurt them either. I've seen people take off running and run through glass doors off of trying to figure out who they are and been in comas because they did not knock themselves clean the hell out. So I just want to put that disclosure out there because it's very pivotal that we're talking about this. And somebody said, oh, I just did it because they was talking about it on air and I went and got it. So we have to be accountable.
Oh, yeah.
And we have to be responsible. So I'm giving this disclosure.
Yes.
Some people are very docile in this. They just lay there and trip, play with their hands. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They cool.
Yeah.
But other people.
We got a caller, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just want to say, y'all be careful. Get some support. Don't do it by yourself. Get some support. Okay.
Yes. All right.
Go ahead and bring the call.
All right, so this next caller, I'm not sure if you were just listening or not, but this next caller is area code 843-610, area code 843-610. Do you want to add to this broadcast or are you just listening? 843.
Yeah, greetings. Y'all dropping some serious science, and this is the reality of what's going on right now. Everything begins and ends with the mind.
Who are we speaking with?
What's coursing through our veins is just like what Sister's saying is our ancestors. The earlier sister was talking about taking a bath. That's bringing the ancestors outside of you to communicate with them. I just want to know if anybody knows anything in reference to these medicines that will reboot your system, meaning it will clean you and it will reboot you. You understand what I'm saying about clean you, your belief systems, energies that you've been carrying with you for a while and things of that nature. I heard a lot of things about mushrooms and ayahuasca and other things.
Detox.
That's my question, huh?
Detox. Just detox came to mind while you were talking.
You,
yeah, who
are
we speaking with? Caller, can you state your name? Do you care to state your name?
Yes, my name is Eddie. I used to call in earlier, brother, back in the day, about maybe earlier last year, around the time I think we first started the show, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
All
right.
Thank you.
Come, you brother.
Okay, so
we
answer that.
Did you hear who it
go
is? I want to address you accordingly.
I heard
okay,
who
my name
he
is
was.
Eddie.
Yeah, he said his name was Eddie, but what was your next thing until you was asking something else? Did you understand his question?
So, Brother Eddie, what is it exactly that you're asking in the regards of what is it?
The remedies
give
and the medicines.
The
remedies and the medicines that the brother was speaking to a minute ago. And even in spirituality, I was just asking if there is a remedy or a medicine that will basically reboot your system. I do somewhat understand that that's what those medicines are for. You have to go through particular experiences to cleanse yourself of those experiences. But I was just wondering if there was something that would...
Auntie, do you mind if I answer real quick first?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, you good. You good. No, it's just high energy with these broadcasts. So I love it. But the first thing that came to mind is there is no quick fix, you know, first of all. You know what I'm saying? Reboot. I think that these things happen naturally and gradually as you grow through this time and space and experience. That was first. Second, there are detoxes, the other thing that came through, detox, 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 as far as your body, what you're eating, you know, and you can go in the archives and contact for Ramsey Frazier if you need any assistance on detox. But I'm not talking I'm not talking about 1 week detox. I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking an extensive, you know, like outside of your comfort zone. Left eye, what she did in, you know, whatever she went to Honduras, you know, type detox shit. You know what I'm saying? That type of, that level of detox thing. And also, there's Brother Astro Einstein. It's something I'm tapping into. And he does past life regressions. And I'm going to put this in the show notes so you guys can tap into him. But from what I'm learning is that there are ways for you to hypnotically tap back into your past lives. Because a lot of shit that we are – how somebody's background.
Yeah,
for me, please. Oh, that's the phone. Okay, hold on.
Hold on, wait a minute. I'm on the phone.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to meet you real quick, Eternal. All right, so past life regression is another thing that you could possibly do. Past life regression, what Brother Astro Einstein does is he hypnotically takes you back into, you know, areas of past lives that may need addressing and may need healing. So I'm going to put his information in the show notes. So just, you know, just check it out. You know what I'm saying? There's no one shoe fits all, you know, whatever works for you. But for I wanted to answer for me. Those are some of the three top things that I navigate and experience when it comes to that. Eternal, I feel that the question was directed at you. So can you answer that, or do you need to restate the question, Eternal? Eternal,
yeah,
are you there?
Yes.
I got you.
I'm here. Can I be heard?
So wait. Okay. Hold on, Eternal.
All right.
Hold on, Eternal. What was that, Eddie? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do apologize. It's just that, y'all spoke about so many things. It's just that when a sporadic mind such as the one I purchased get a chance to ask questions, you know, I tend to ask quite a few questions at the same time. So my question basically was in reference to that clearing. I mean, I understand meditation. I understand the detox. I'm not sure about the past life regression and what is it called? Being hypnotized.
Yeah.
See, because there's a lot of energies, you know, the spirit world and the physical world side by side, no doubt. The closer we get to the Aquarian age, the more these revelations come through, or the reality of it. So not trusting that hypnotism and stuff like that, because, you know, just like that movie Get Out, you know. Somebody can put a thought form or a spirit in you, just like Budan. They're sending spirits at you.
Right.
Understand what I'm saying? So I'm just talking about the clearing and the protection itself. You know, clearing and protection, yes.
Okay, so just to let the audience know, for the audience, you know, these are just suggestions, all right? So every point of view that you're hearing is just suggestions. You know, you decide what you want to do for you. But, Eternal, your suggestions.
All right, so what he's basically asking is, because it takes a time to get there, you have to do what you were saying earlier about the detoxing. And then also, as far as the past aggression, have we worked on any counseling? Have you talked to this shaman? Have the shaman really peeped you out before you took it? And then there's the aspect of, are you willing to accept? And what I mean by that is, are you even willing to accept you thinking of death and how to go past death? Because a lot of us don't realize we're already eternal people. We just don't realize how we're eternal people. So now is tapping into your etheric energy. How do you tap into it? Eat melanated food after you just do this detox, you're fasting. eat melanated foods. But now, when you actually want to take this day of the actual the experiment, you would have to stay a day without food, you know, because you want to have the lightest experience you want to have, not a heavy experience. So those that haven't took it, they're not going to know this experience I'm telling you about until they actually go through it. So now it's the idea of once you take it, you're already now prone to not be in fear like you used to be. And that's where the reset button happens that you're speaking of. And I'm not saying, oh, you're just no longer going to not be in fear. No, it's going to be an element of which you don't have to fear anymore. And then it's going to, as it graduates, mm-hmm. you graduate. When you gradually find out more that the DMT is inside of yourself, you won't probably even have to take this anymore. It's really how you tap into your meditation. A lot of us don't know how to meditate, period. So we don't sit long enough for 30 minutes or even an hour, or could we even sit for 3 hours in meditation? We see that we have to get up, use the bathroom, or our body tends to get stiff. When we look at how Shaolin and the martial arts came into the world, this is what they took to be able to hit themselves with that iron plate and not get hurt by it. Now, of course, after a while, the chi got strong enough so they don't even need that anymore. The substances that we're using is only because we have impaired tissue. And so our body needs repairing tissues all the time. We call it amino acids that's being put back into the body, right? And this is great confirmation coming off of whatever that is. And so the science behind it gives us a tuning fork so that when we're, like, ready for levitation, it actually can happen. You can actually levitate. You can actually punch through certain things. And I'm not saying that because no one's experiencing it. I'm saying it because they've experienced these things. Even for myself, I've experienced some of these things. So it's like, whoa, I didn't know this world does exist in this dimension. It does. We just haven't had the ability to mention it, nor the ability to see it. So now when your conscious becomes aware of it, you can now see how open you are versus closed you are. Oh, okay. Yeah. So when you look at your science, the science is your conscience, right? And because of fire, when this light is over our head, we're finally seeing things in the physical form. Now, how do we attach to it? That's where this other dimension starts to kick in. And that's how you start to see, like, I know they always tell you that this rock looks like it could be moving, but it's not, right? So they kind of mess with your mind and say, the rock don't move unless you think it is. And so now you got to actually see this rock actually moving in order to say, okay, it's moving like everything else. Just like how we touch the wall. Because we touch the wall, we don't realize there's space in between the paint and what's on the wall and from the wall connected to the other side of that wall. There's space in everything. So now it's just the idea, how much are we really open up for that? So what you would do on those type of days is, let's say you had 2 days before you took it, right? I would play positive music, stay around positive people. Don't go around the people using, you know what I mean? Like, just, oh, kicking it. Nah, don't kick it with these people today. You know, before those 2 days before you go in, you know, so it's like you're preparing yourself. And usually when you think about it, it's just like how some people would say you're preparing yourself for death. And it sounds scary. However, you face death every day. You face death even when you swallow your spit. You face death even when you have a conversation with somebody. You face death when you're on the bed having this child come out of you. You face death when that other person significant is inside of you. Facing death is on a constant, so you don't know how much we already been facing death. So what most people do, go around adding fear to their death. So now that's called stress. With these things that I'm speaking of, they get rid of the stress. So now it's like a push button. You push the button, get rid of it, and now you reset. And now it's up to you if you want to dump all that dirt and filth and all that extra stuff that you had in the beginning. But since it cleansed you out, you was at your lightest body, you went in, you finally find your connection. Is it to the angel? Is it to the archangel? And can they bring you higher? Or does it feel like it can bring you lower because you still don't want to recognize yourself? This is what a lot of us are fearing when we call it images. That's why they said, oh, don't have no image before you that's no greater than me. This is why we've been looking in mirrors all this time, but not seeing the greater of yourself. This knowledge for the gain it, we've been calling it a jealous thing. No one's You don't have to be jealous to get this knowledge. Some of us aren't ready for this knowledge. That's why we keep saying baby feed them and baby. Now, if you talk to babies like that, do they actually grow up and be more mature, or they grow up talking like babies? Now, remind yourself, this is what we did when we crippled ourselves. You were saying, oh, that baby don't know any better. Are we actually putting a spell on the baby? Because if we are, we need to stop spelling babies like that. We got to stop doing that part that the ancestors, that's the whole reason why they're here now, telling me, hey, don't do it the same way I did it. You see me, I'm an ant. You see me, I'm a spider. You see what happens? So it's not like, oh, it's a bad thing. Oh, it's a good thing. No, this is the in-between world. We're in the in-between world right here. And until you get it right, you're going to still be in between this world.
Yeah, thank you, Eternal. And the reset button has, I feel the reset button has already been pushed. Like, I feel that it's already happening. So, yeah, caller, does that make sense? I had to mute you for a second, but you're unmuted now. Does that make sense to you, Eddie? Eternal's reply. All right.
So I apologize. I muted myself, too. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, I apologize. You know, while he was speaking to that, some of the things he was saying, just like about the reset, about the coil of life, you know, birth, death, rebirth, you know, I was just pondering. Now, I know I got about 15 straitjackets. So I'm wondering if he has 100 of them or if he has zero, you know, none of them, because, you know, what he's speaking to really demonstrates some of the things I've been thinking about most of my life, but just like what he's saying also. Sometimes you get around these people, they don't want to do anything, they don't want to know anything, you know. Sometimes they even drop tidbits about spirituality, and they don't know it, but, yeah, it really does come back to that, you know, that mirror in the self, in the meditation. Yeah, it's accurate. I thank you, definitely.
Okay, all right, thank you so much, Eddie. I'm going to go ahead and meet you now.
I just wanted to add to that, I was introduced to mushrooms very early in life, and I played with them, you know. Didn't know that the return from that was going to be what it was, but I did it just because it was available, and I was curious. I'm grateful that my spirit, when I was introduced to it, was a calm energy, because, again, I've seen people run through glass doors and trip so hard that they ended up in hospitals. So you have to, it's like driving a car. You've never driven before, so you don't go out and jump in the car and turn the key and just take off. You got to learn how to parallel park. You got to learn how to use your emergency brake. You got to know where your windshield wipers is for when it starts raining, things like that. So it's always a preparation. Be ready, and be ready to accept whatever you get from it. There's also a plant from Yemen. It's called yak. It's a milder form of the hallucinate. And you can chew it, and a lot of people get a numbing from it. You would chew it like snuff or tobacco. And I was always introduced to being able to understand that the state that you're in is the state that you're going to get when you're dealing with these energies. So if you're in lower vibratory energy, you're going to reflect negative vibratory energy. And if you're in higher vibratory energy, you'll reflect higher vibratory energy. And I'll tell you now, I didn't know about doing the mantras. I didn't know about doing the meditation. I was just doing it because it was available. And I'm grateful for the spirit that I was during doing it, because when I came out of it, and was with the person that ran through this here glass window, they thought they were ready. Oh, I'm in good energy. I'm great. It's okay. And the exorcist came up out their ass. No bullshit. And this is somebody that was a very docile person. But demons came up out of that person that you would have never expected to rise. So, again, I'm just be advised and know thyself before you start tapping into the things that you do not know. And always do it with a support system.
Yes.
Always.
All right. Thank you. All right, y'all. So we are going to go ahead and cut it there. So thank you. Gratitude to the energy. Yeah, because I don't want to keep going on. I just want – we need to just pause and let it marinate. That's it. You know what I'm saying? So we all just going to exit. Love you guys. Have a wonderful week. Week, right? Have a wonderful divine experience. Let's just say that. Please join us again every weekend. Eternal, whatever you got to add, you can add it to your wrap-up. Gratitude this week. We don't have anything this week. Mary's not coming back until September. So we got discussions in the Black Room. Professor Kaba and his daughters and himself. I always had to say that like that. But they're going to be on next Tuesday. So every other Tuesday you have them discussions in the Black Room. You have us every weekend, guys, Spiritual Soul Sunday. And we have a lot of great things coming up in May already. We have a lot of great things. Time is speeding up. You know what I'm saying? We got Black Magi, White Magi. I want to also do a broadcast on mathematics because I'm starting to see and also experience that this shit is mathematical. You know what I'm saying? So even although it's mathematical, like to really have a classroom on the mathematics of the universe, because I think that's very paramount to understand in our now, the mathematics of the universe. So Eternal, you know, I know you got some experience on that as well. Auntie, if you got some experience on the mathematics, but in May I want to hone in. I want us to hone in on the mathematics. A lot of us are seeing numbers. What the hell do these numbers mean? How is these numbers, you know, in sync with my spirit? How can I utilize these numbers as tools, you know, in manifestation? All these questions I want us to bring up in the classroom in May. So, again, thank you to the callers. Definitely appreciate you all for that. So, yeah, that's my wrap-up. Auntie LJ, go ahead and your wrap-up in the internal. You can take us out.
My wrap-up would be careful what you ask for. Make sure that you're ready and put yourself in a position to receive what thus saith the universe of you is going to give you when you ask. Preparation, be ready. If you know you walking around here freely, oh, I just wish somebody would respond to me. Oh, I just need somebody who was here when my grandma was here to answer these questions. When you ask these questions, be prepared for your answers. You know what I'm saying? And always close your door. We're opening up so many different levels of who we are and what we are. But remember to go back and close your doors. Don't just open things and leave them, because in this spiritual realm, other things are seeking to come through. Other things are seeking to be prevalent. And if you don't know how to protect you, you will open up a can of whoop ass for thyself.
Oh, yeah.
So just be advised.
Oh, yeah.
Be very advised. And I keep doing these disclosures, so this is thus saith the universe. You know what I'm saying? Be advised on any spiritual work that you're attempting to do that can be mind-altering and energy shifting for you. Some of us are walking around here, and nephew, you know, some of us are possessed, and we don't even realize we possess from playing in the shadows and not having a hedge of protection.
Oh, yeah.
Not having the support system. And we've jumped out here, and now we, the people who we know and love, are acting strange.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even know how to help them at this point, because you are your own God. And, you know, we come out of these trances, but you got to know how to close the door. You got to know how to be the author or gatekeeper for one's own curiosity, because some things will bubble out, and we'll think that it's what we're asking for. And spirits know how to mimic or copy or pretend to be familiars to get in. Also, under psychotropic meds, there's something called protecting your cord. Be very advised not to break your cord under meditation and using these psychotropic things that are available to making you sensitized. You break your cord on that side, and you disconnect from your body. Entities and energies then can possess your body. Two souls can't possess one body at one time. So be advised. You get up looking like you, but won't be you. You'll be a fragment of what you were because you allowed something else to come in. So people, please get consultations before y'all jump out here using this stuff. Get under spiritual guidance and people who are familiar with what it looks like while you're under these trances, and be your first everything. Investigate it, research it, get with people who've done it, sit in classes. Some people will allow you to watch them trip. Go see it being done so that you know what it looked like as an experience for them, for you to be able to witness. You understand what I'm saying, y'all? Go sit. You know, you got a friend that, oh, I've been doing it, I've been trying it, it's cool. All right, let me come with you and watch your session. But don't just jump out here. Because, see, many people have jumped from the boat thinking that it was water, not understanding that hitting the water at a certain speed is just like running into a brick wall. You got to know your velocity. You got to know your pressure. You got to know what you can take. And sometimes we don't know that. And people get stuck. Dang, I tripped and I got stuck in my trip. So be advised. I mean, we're going to give you the good stuff, but we have to give you the caution aspects of this stuff. And don't ever try it by yourself, please. Because it may not be you that come back, even though your body is functioning. Close your doors, family. Any spiritual work that you do, when you come back to you, close your doors. It's as simple as saying, I'm closing the door to this experience. I am now in the reality that I create for myself. Anything that met me there no longer has access to me until I reopen my door. And you can throw an ashe or amen or whatever your thing is on that. But protect your doors. Protect your portals. Protect what has access to you, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Peace, love, and light, even for my darkness.
Ashe. All right, Eternal.
Ashe.
The experience that we're having is the experience that you should be able to give your son or your daughter. I'm now at the age of 46 showing my son about what it's like to take mushrooms. Now, of course, somebody else would have been like, what, you showed your son? Yeah, he's at 18. Now, why did I show him? Because he already tapped into LSD. Now, it's very important for you to tap into your children before your children start experiencing all these other things and don't know how to handle them. Now, that could be how, you know, this unnatured, unspiritual would have got into with the body had prior I didn't show him what to do. How to have sage around, how to use the Palo Santo. The mushroom is basically the first connection to your relaxing your root chakra and being able to put copper back in that you've been missing for quite some time now. Depression has been in us for quite some time. Even when we're meat eaters, we realize how much meat we've been eating, that the blood is basically thick and coagulated. So now it causes a lot of leaky gut in the stomach. what the mushrooms do is basically get rid of that, just like as if you were detoxing. Now, however, it's not going to do the best detox because you got to start first with the tapeworms that have been in your body for the longest, like black walnut, things of that nature to put into Cascara Sagrada. Yet, even for those, it takes you to study. So if I say anything up here on this thing, it's about you study it first. Don't go by none of my words. Go by study first. Then you know what's true. Now, of course, I didn't say all this stuff was good, and I'm just adding on to what LJ was saying. You do have to actually have someone watching over you. And that's great what you said also, to sit around somebody who's already experienced going through their experience, or someone who's showing someone else how they're showing the other person that this is a newcomer, so how they're going to take their experience. And then, of course, there's the side effects. Some of us might cry too much about it, or we actually feel a good cry come out of it because we had the release, you know. And then that's the reason why some of us do get in anger, because there was some bad karma that happened in the back in the day, and he was just releasing it. Now, of course, with the spirit happening, you have to be under a powerful influence for the spirit to come take over your body. So now remind yourself that when you drink the alcohol, you've been doing that. So now it's the whole idea, Craig, how you have a lesser knowing of yourself than since you was a child and your mom wanted to give it to you, see what you was going to do, turn up a little bit, laughed at you when you fell down. You know, you've been touched by these spirits a long time ago. So now when you say, oh, I blacked out when I got mad, spirit's been around you. So now this idea of how are you more in tune with the mantras that you're using, the music that you're using. Can you? The music that you're using, is that the mantras that you're hearing as you hear it? And are you in tune with it? That's why I also explain about the music. Playing tuning forks, playing sound bowls, singing bowls, all those are the experience that you have to start working with in order to go into that realm. It'll help you, guide you, move you in different areas, not get stuck, because the experience that some of us are having is not being around musicians. Now, if you heard the word musicians, you also hear the word of magicians. They're the same. We just don't look at it like that. So you're putting spells to yourself a long time ago. Now it's just the idea of getting comfort of how you've been putting spells on yourself. When you go to that mirror and you hypnotize yourself, saying, I'm beautiful, you're still using spells. It's just, how are we using it for the embetterment of yourself? That's what we must improve. Don't get afraid of this stuff, I'm telling you. Because you might as well be afraid of picking up the spoon and eating. That food you put in your body, the same process, the same way. DMT is already in your body. Mushrooms is already in your body. Now, what I was stating is to get a lighter version of it, like do less than what the average person say they do, an eighth. Do half of an eighth. And learn that experience first. Then go into deeper of how you get deeper into your meditation. You do have to baby spoon this, because you didn't come out walking. You came out as a baby. So you're taking it as a baby, learning your baby steps. What can you handle? What can't you handle? Then when you see that you can handle it, okay, let's see how you get your wings on your body. Since you're already ready to jump and fly and all that, and you ain't jumped yet, let's get your jumping skills and then get you to flying. So how you land? You know, like you said, bring pillows into the room. These are the substances you're going to need to say, okay, I got to make this all comfort. Change the color up. Put the purple on like I did. Somebody asked me what light would I want on. I said purple. I didn't even know I needed it. And now I know why I need it. These are the purposes of why you use the chakras. You're going to have to experience yourself some way or another. And the best way is to go inside yourself. Now, of course, yes, you can go out, look out, and see this glass window and walk through it. But was it the purpose of you going to stand up and run through anything? You're supposed to be sitting, laying down. So whoever was teaching this other people, they got to tell them, hey, this is what we do. You got to lay down. You got to be calm. You got, you know, and breathe with the being. So the breathing could be there, hitting the sound bowl. So whenever they get in the hyper mode, they can calm down. I've had a person bad trip in front of me too. I knew how to deal with him. And I got him to a point where he finally was just, the body was physically running. However, there was like 24 spirits running through that body. And then finally, he was like, whew, I'm tired. And I'm finally able to lay him down. Like, cool. And now, learning from him, he was in a bad trip because I never experienced his brother. He ended up popped up. We ended up just having to learn from back. I don't like doing that. We need more time around each other. Let me learn you first, to see if you can go through those steps. If not, you're not ready. Some of us say we're ready, like she said earlier, and you're not ready. You know, no, nowhere near ready. You don't eat right. You don't feel right. So how do you think when you go in that realm, what you going to do? Go into the worst of yourself. If you're still using lights on in your house just so you can see with vision, those are the things you got to remind yourself. Like, can I actually turn the light off? Can I actually hear sound and not be afraid? These are the things you have to work on right now in this physical form. That's why I said this world is either or, good or bad, bad or good. We're in the in-between world right now. So if you say one is bad and one is good, you're not ready. You have to know that there's an in-between in this world. That's why I explained everything that I did to you from the beginning. Before I ever got up here, I said nothing about DMT or ayahuasca or mushrooms. Even though I haven't experienced it, and you probably even felt how, man, eternal sounds different. Because I've experienced myself. And now you not only get to hear it, you actually knew I went through it. It's in one of these blog talks I just was going through. And I probably was talking while I was on it. So that's how much you're tuning for it. Has to be really strong tuned to where now I can come out of it, and now I can come out of it and still function. Not for the function of going out and getting in the car, not that kind of function. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about stay grounded still. Don't run out nowhere. Stay in the realm that you're in, because if that's a safeguard realm, why would you walk out of it? That's foolish. No one taught you that unless you're teaching that to yourself. The ancestors are here to cure you, not to make you bad, not to make you good, to cure you. So it's up to you whether you're going to use it for good or bad. Ashe. Ashe. Ooh.
Ooh. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to and peace you treasure, then you'll hear.